This is Dr. Olivero dictating for the 11th of May of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Brenda Keaton. The last name is K-E-E-T, like in Tango O-N. Brenda is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 51-year-old white female that is a patient of Ms. Evan, E-V-A-N, Lachica, L-A-C-H-I-C-A-A-P-R-N, who is referred to this office because fluctuation in the kidney function. The kidney function has been fluctuated between CKD3B and CKD2. The patient does not have proteinuria. The most likely explanation for the fluctuation in the kidney disease is the presence of cardiorenal syndrome. This patient has a cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 40%, and she has an AICD, period. There are another components, which are arterial hypertension, as well as diabetes mellitus, that are also play a role in the fluctuation of the kidney disease. The serum creatinine that was done a month ago, it shows that the serum that is 1.56 and the estimated GFR is 40%. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is completely normal. There is a variation in the body weight from 199 to 209 pounds. This patient gained 10 pounds in this period of time, that is no more than 3 months, and she has been followed the diet, because we did a comprehensive laboratory workup in which we know that the patient is not eating excessive amount of salt, and the blood sugar is under control. The patient has been recommended to follow a schedule in the diet, follow the fluid restriction, weigh every day, and take the medicines as prescribed. Number two, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis. The last time that he passed kidney stone was 2 years ago. We ordered a 24-hour urine collection to analyze the urine. However, they didn't have the volume, and the results were not accurate. The total excretion of protein in 24 hours was, the total excretion of creatinine in 24 hours was 405 milligrams, which is an under collection. I cannot rely on that. On the other hand, the patient has hyperuricemia. Number three, hyperuricemia that is going to be treated with the decreasing the protein in the diet, go to a plant-based diet and start the administration of allopurinol, 300 milligrams every day. Following number type 2 diabetes, the diabetes has been with the hemoglobin A1C 6.6. Following number asthma and COPD, she has been followed with the pulmonologist. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea treated with a CPAP. Following number, the patient has a iron store that the iron saturation is just 4%. The patient has a hemoglobin that is 11.2. but she has microcytosis, hypochromia. When I interview the patient regarding the menses, the patient has been with profuse bleeding during the weak period of menstruation, that is most likely the responsible for this fact. She has an appointment with the gynecologist, and the patient should be on iron replacement, but we have to solve the profuse menses. I invested 20 minutes reviewing all the lab, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.